The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, 27 after 8, 27 after 7 in Queensland. Okay, the Democratic primaries. Biden on 837 delegates now, Sanders on 689. Biden very much in the box seat. Harley, good morning to you, by the way, but I'm just interested in your perspective. Bernie Sanders caused the upset last 2016 when he beat Hillary Clinton in Michigan. Now, those Michigan figures today, yesterday, would they be worrying the Trump camp, where Biden got 52.9% of the vote in Michigan and Bernie Sanders 36?
Well, keep in mind, that's 52.9% of the Democrats.
That's right.
You know, and that's, so when it comes to voting for the president, the numbers will be quite a bit different. See, the bottom line for Bernie is this. He did have quite a following in 2016, very impressive, but he hasn't built on that movement. It has not grown. In fact, it's smaller, as we learned in Michigan, and this is despite the fawning over it by the liberal media. So I think what's on display is moderate America. Even though Joe Biden is no moderate, he's a card-carrying liberal Democrat. He's a lot more moderate than Bernie is, and not even Democrats have an appetite for Bernie Sanders-type socialism.
That's it.
And that being the case, those moderates are as likely to vote for Trump next time around, I think, as Biden, because the more we see of Joe Biden, the more we realize he's not the Joe Biden of 2016. He's not the Joe Biden of 2008, that's for sure. This is a guy who literally has a lot of senior moments, as opposed to just Joe Biden-isms,
yes,
in which he says things that, you know, remind you of Mayor Daley in Chicago.
Yes.
You know, goofy stuff.
But interesting that Obama hasn't endorsed his vice president. Coronavirus on Capitol Hill.
Well, one of the people at the recent CPAC conference, that's a Conservative Political Action Committee, always a major force in national elections, one of the people at the place has coronavirus, evidently, tested positive for it. So far, three Republican Congress members are staying home for 14 days. They're self-quarantined just in case. Now, fortunately, no one else who was at CPAC has gotten sick or shown symptoms or tested positive.
Well done.
So that should be reassuring for a lot
of
people, because this is a very close group of people, and they were shaking hands, they were there, they ate together, they hobnobbed and everything else. No one else has gotten sick.
Moral of the story, stop the panic. Good on you, Harley. There he is, Harley Carnes in the United States of America. News next.